In Singapore's 60th year of independence, we have just held a profoundly important general election. GE 2025 was a moment of generational significance. Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, with his 4G team, was seeking the mandate of Singaporeans to lead our nation for the first time. The results of the election were a strong vote of trust and confidence in him as well as his team. GE 2025 also marked a further transition in the electorate itself. Many were younger voters. They had lived through neither the struggles nor the transformations of our first few decades of independence, of nation building. But they have their own concerns and carry their own aspirations and hopes for what Singapore can become. In this election, Singaporeans were choosing not just their representatives in Parliament or the town councillors who would look after their neighbourhoods, but also the political leadership who will write the next chapter of the Singapore story with them. The campaign was spirited. Important issues were debated, from the cost of living and jobs to housing and immigration, as well as the challenges of a changing world. But beyond the specific concerns, Singaporeans expressed their views on the political landscape they wished to see. They preferred the strongest team possible to govern Singapore, even as they chose to maintain alternative voices in Parliament. They also reflected on the kind of society they wished to build, one rooted in shared purpose and inclusivity. I'm heartened that through it all, our democratic process remained decorous and respectful. Unlike many other places where political divisions have hardened and even turned people against each other, we have upheld a tone of mutual respect and serious engagement. Singaporeans showed that while we may hold different views, we are all fellow citizens who want the best for our nation. We all stood firm against foreign interference in our domestic affairs and the politicization of race and religion. Together, we were resolute in upholding our autonomy, our multiracialism, and our unity. Singaporeans and the contesting parties have accepted the election results with good grace. It reflects the trust that Singaporeans have in our institutions, in the democratic process, and most of all, in one another. I commend all the political parties and candidates who stepped forward to serve. They committed their time, energy, and ideas, and courageously opened themselves to public scrutiny. I commend all Singaporeans too, who followed the campaigns and reflected on the issues carefully and cast their votes thoughtfully and responsibly. Ultimately, Singapore and Singaporeans were the winners in this election. Together, we have set the course for our next phase of nation building. We have also sent a strong signal to the world of our unity and collective resolve in shaping our own future. We have to be clear-eyed about the challenges ahead. Globally, we have entered uncharted waters where many old verities no longer hold. Strategic rivalries between the major powers are deepening, the global economy is fragmenting, and multilateralism is steadily eroding. Narrower, more nationalistic and opportunistic approaches to trade and diplomacy are taking hold. More than most, small states like Singapore will feel the weight of these geopolitical cross-currents. Our well-being has always depended on a stable, rules-based international order. That order is unraveling, forcing us to adapt and find new ways to remain in control of our destiny, and hold together as a people with our values intact. There is no telling whether this global disorder will eventually subside, but there is no returning to the world we knew over our first 60 years of nationhood. Domestically, too, we must respond to long-term challenges with careful forethought and bold actions. Our population is steadily aging. This will reshape our workforce, our health and community care systems, and the fabric of neighborhood life. We have to adapt to this demographic shift in ways that retain our optimism as a society. At the same time, we must prepare for an increasingly challenging economic future. This means, above all, investing creatively in education, skills training, and lifelong learning so that every Singaporean has the full chance to do well and contribute, and we build new sources of competitiveness together. These are not just challenges for the government. They are challenges for all of us as Singaporeans. Our best hope of overcoming them lies in unity and solidarity. We must continue to stand together, regardless of race or religion, so that our diversity continues to be our strength, not a vulnerability. We must remain a people whose well-being is tied up with each other's and who look out for those who are disadvantaged. This spirit of solidarity has sustained Singapore for 60 years. It is how we endured crisis after crisis. May this same spirit continue to guide us for many years to come. I urge all members of Parliament, whether government or opposition, to remember the solemn responsibility you have been entrusted with. You have been elected to serve Singapore and Singaporeans. Debate in Parliament with conviction, but always with respect. Argue your case vigorously, but never compromise on honesty and integrity. Critique policies robustly, but also offer alternatives for evaluation. Above all, remember that you all share the same ultimate goal: to build a fulfilling and cohesive future for Singaporeans. GE 2025 has given Singapore a strong and capable government led by Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. His team is a good balance of experienced leaders and new members, a combination of wisdom, fresh perspectives, and deep resolve. They have been tested in crises and shown their ability to govern with integrity, empathy, and courage. Mr. Wong himself has shown calm and confident leadership at the helm through COVID-19, through the Forward Singapore conversations, and in now reinforcing the trust of our partners abroad in these uncertain times. With the election over, Singaporeans should work together with the government of the day for a brighter future. I encourage the Prime Minister and his team to continue listening, consulting widely, and partnering with Singaporeans from all walks of life, our workers, businesses, and those in civil society, as we address both the issues of today and the longer-term challenge of creating hope and opportunity for every generation. Ladies and gentlemen, I have full confidence in Prime Minister Wong and his team. As President, I stand ready to work with them to uphold our Constitution and to protect the interests of all Singaporeans. Prime Minister, the people of Singapore have placed their trust in you and your team. I wish the very best for you and your government as you work with Singaporeans to take our nation forward in these turbulent times.